This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. The School of Wisdom, so glad that I know that keeping His commandments, that brings forth wisdom. And God's people are those that keep His word. And I'm just glad to be here another Sabbath day, glad to be able to say that I am sanctified because of the teaching. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillip. For our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We're going to talk about setting our affection on things above. Before we get into that, choir, obey the word.
So likewise I am being made again, this time reborn of God's Spirit. His yoke I've took and learned of Him, and drew His burdens light. So I
obey the word
like
and
a man.
Sin not, I long go down
to righteousness. Righteousness that we should show forth, not governed by the cares of this world, no more caught up in the gods of this world. My sacrifice to die with Christ, my flesh I must deny, just to please
Okay.
You.
Beautiful. Obey the word. That's what we believe in here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? So whatever you may be, what group you may be a part of, whatever you are, if you're a nation and we are individually a nation, you cannot be any greater than those that keep therefore and do them. What nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? Isn't that beautiful? So God's law is righteous and they stand upright. Why would God destroy that? So, well, the Lord is our righteousness. That's because the Lord is the word and the word is the law and the law is commanded. It's all the same thing. If you cannot see that, let's move on to your next website. Thank God. Let's go to Colossians 3:2. Because this is what the scripture is telling you. As Moses said, when the Lord gave him the 10 precepts, teach it to them. And he's letting you know, keep and do it, because if you don't, you don't have no understanding or knowledge or wisdom about God, and you can't get it. You got to go through this. Deuteronomy 4:6 is our reading glasses. Isn't that beautiful? It opens the gateway to knowledge. Keeping it and doing it. Isn't that beautiful? Colossians 3:2. What does it say?
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, this was handed down by the Father who created everything. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Why did he tell us that? Because we're only here temporarily. In other words, don't get your heart set on what your eyes open to see, because it's going to be gone. And yet it ain't going to be gone, but you and I will be gone from here. This is a temporary station. Isn't that beautiful? So let's think about the hereafter. Where are we going when these eyes shut? Where are we going? That's what's most important. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:6.
All right.
Thank God, Paul. They love Paul. Paul had a great revelation and revelations from God, letting us know about the hereafter and who he was. And as the scriptures say, he gave some apostles and some prophets for the perfecting of the saints is for the knowledge of the Son and the knowledge of God. It's what he gave them for. That's what this broadcast is all about. Bring knowledge to those that are seeking him. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says what?
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Now, the face of Jesus means a son, because that's what he was. And God had a face of a son before Jesus. It's called Adam. And he had one that he gave his laws to. It's called Moses. And the Lord said, I'm coming like Moses, because Moses had the law. Those are the things we want to put our affection on.
Beautiful.
Things that God regard as holy.
Beautiful.
Righteous, sanctified, things that are eternal. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Read.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not
so
of us.
So this treasure we have, this light, because he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Beautiful. This light is the power of God. So whatever we're doing, we want it to be God's power, not us.
Yes.
He's called us out of darkness. We don't want things to be happening from the power of darkness. We want our life to be controlled and happen by the power of the light.
That beautiful?
Which is the life of God. That beautiful?
Beautiful?
Read.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
That beautiful? So we go through trials and tests. Let's not set our affection on and worry and things on how we're distressed, because we can be distressed sometimes. Oppressed, oppressed, distressed. That ain't a big deal. God's people are like that, because these things we go through is to make us. How the diamonds made?
Right.
pressure. Isn't that beautiful? So we're going to be made through pressure as well. What does it say?
Yes.
We are troubled on every side. What?
Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not
We
despair.
Are perplexed about many things. Job was perplexed. Why is this happening, Lord? But he didn't charge God foolishly, but he was perplexed. We're going to be in a situation where we're perplexed about things.
Yes.
Just hold you. Mm-hmm. Hold steady. Just know what you began to do when you came in here. This is manna.
All right.
That's rained down, and sometimes you don't know what it is.
Right.
Perplexed about it. What is this? It's yet God.
Yes.
Once you say yes to God, we want to start setting our affection on the hereafter.
Yes.
Not here. These are the things that happen in this life. Read.
Yes. Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Maybe, but we don't want to harp about persecution. They got songs about persecution. It's called the blues. All kind of things, stories about, somebody's, we don't want to talk about that kind of junk. When you come to God, you're above all that. What's going to persecute you is that devil. And you ain't got to go to ancestry.com to get that. You get it right here out of the scriptures. You got to pay for it. But you need a guide to get there. Isn't that beautiful? That's that ancestor we got to worry about, that devil. And sometimes he can cause a lot of trouble. Trouble on every side. He went to make war with the remnant of the seed.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Isn't that beautiful? Persecuted,
Cast
but
down.
Not forsaken. God has forsaken us. But sometimes people are persecuted or situations persecute you. But more importantly, it's the devil that rides in the minds of those that allow him to stay there instead of rebuking him. And resisting him.
Yes.
And he going about his business.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Not destroyed. Isn't that beautiful? Because God casts us down in many situations that he's not approving of. But we're not destroyed if we have a mind to continue. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord
now
Jesus.
Now these are the things we want to set our affection upon.
Yes.
The dying.
Yes.
What are you talking about when you're dying? Separating yourself from things that people regard as life. Family, gatherings, that's life for a lot of people. They work overtime for that. They travel many miles. I got to get to family. Those are the things, we don't put your affection on those things, because those things are temporary. But the things that bring your life, dying, the dying of the Lord Jesus, bearing those marks in your body, that's the things that's eternal. Read it again, what it says?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
So wait a minute. Most of the church, how many church goes to hear about dying now? I know when I die, I'm going to heaven. What about now? If you're dying now, you're already in heavenly places when you're dying now.
Yes.
Let's do it now. It's about now.
Yes.
Because if you ain't dying now, you ain't going to get there later. Read.
Right, Pastor. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in
now
our body.
Now let's think
body.
About it. If his life is being manifested in our body, his life was perfect.
Yes.
His life was without sin.
Yes.
His life took a stand against family.
All right, yes. All right.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yes.
And that's what we set our affection on.
Yes. Yes.
Not rejecting, but just saying, it's God first. You're welcome to join us.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Everybody was welcome to his sermons. All they do is follow. And sometimes they followed without eating. But he didn't send them away.
No,
feed them. Whatever we got. And God going to take care of it. And he did.
Beautiful.
That's why we're not like most churches. We ain't out to trying to feed the world. We ain't got time for that.
No.
The only time you got time for is trying to save yourself from this untoward generation.
Yes, Lord.
People get you think y'all the only one saved. It's not what I think. It's what the scripture's talking about. The scripture says the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Yes.
Now, you can believe that or not. So it's not about what you say you are. It's about your fruit, because that's what we're coming down to.
Yes.
The fruit is the things that we want to set our affection on.
Yes.
Bringing fruit to God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For we which live are always delivered unto death.
How plain is
Jesus
that? So let's not act strange, because situations come about and it cause a dying. What are you talking about? Situations come, we got to hold your peace. Situations come about where you know you're right and you haven't done it wrong, but it maybe appears that you're wrong. Go ahead and die. Because the Lord, he wasn't wrong, but he bore all that was put on him.
Yes, he did.
He didn't say, I didn't do nothing. He didn't say that. Because he knew what he had to do. He had to die, and we have to die too. So what's the point of making excuses? If somebody said you stole something, say, well, I know I didn't. Yes, she did. So, okay. You know you got to die. You ain't got to have the last word. You ain't got to prove anything. Let God prove it. Joseph was in prison. He hadn't done anything. But God proved Joseph was right, not Joseph. So the Lord, he's my lawyer. Why are everybody going to Bill Latour and all these other folks on TV? Run to everybody but God. They say they trust God. These churches say they trust God, but the first chance, they follow the mark of the world. That's what they do. Some of these churches, you can't get in there unless you got your mask on.
Right.
And other things, too. And yet they got everything in there.
Mm-hmm. Right, got you.
Men thinking they're women and women thinking they're men.
Right.
And some don't know which side to go to.
All right, got you.
Everything in there now. All right. Next thing you know, they'll be having those installed in churches too.
Right.
Men, women, and whatever you think you are. Mm-hmm. Not in God, it ain't like that.
Right.
In God is one facility for each. That's it, ain't but two. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes.
We will set our affection on that.
Right.
Knowing these things and not being swayed. When you see TV, got kids talking back and cursing back at the parents and all that foolishness. Not in God.
No.
Lord says, train up a child of where it should go. That's
right.
The thing we set our affection on. I trust in that.
Yes, Lord. Yes, you do.
And I don't bow for that one.
That's right.
I'll listen, if it says spare the rod, spoil the child, I'm going to give the rod. Yes. If they take you away, it's not you, it's God.
All right.
God has let something be taken away. That means you ain't supposed to belong here.
That's right.
I ain't got a problem with that either. I can work with that.
Yes, right.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
Always mm-hmm. delivered unto death
mm-hmm.
for Jesus' sake. We should set our affection on that.
Right.
Expect the unexpected because that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't mean you're going to get a little jarred. Like I say, you could be a little perplexed. You may be a little distressed. But in the end, no one thing is God. Because
yes.
when you come to God, that's what it means. God is in control now.
Yes.
So if we come to God, living for God, that means we're not following the world or our feelings. We're following the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And everywhere in the Scripture, when you follow the Spirit of God, you're following a son,
yes.
somebody, a daughter, somebody that represents God. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
God's not going to teach each little individual. Now, you can go to Alabama. There's another church down there. You find you a church. God ain't like that. Because you can't find this. If it's a hidden treasure, how can you just get up and take up and go and find it? It's not God's church, not on every corner. And this church, there's not another church in a great radius from here. Because God don't need two leaders on the same block. God don't need two leaders preaching the same so-called Christian message in the same city. He don't need to. Really don't. Because it ain't but a few. And if you got 4,000 or 5,000, all you need is one stadium. Okay, we'll say we got a stadium. You don't need but one preacher. But you got about as many preachers as you got people. And none of them know God. And if people are satisfied with that, they're not looking at what the scripture is saying. Set your affection on what God is saying.
Right.
It's like a hidden treasure. You can't find it. It's in the world, but it's hid. And yet they won't receive the one that God is sending.
Right. Yes.
Read.
That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal
flesh. Let's see, say it again. So his life got to be manifested in our mortal flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we die, we're going to be just like him. We'll be like him now. He's supposed to be manifesting your mortal flesh now. That's why he said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 16th verse.
Yes, Pastor. For which cause we faint not,
mm-hmm.
but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by
because
day.
Because from day one, we come here going back to earth. Not back to the future, though, not that.
All right, Pastor.
Back to earth. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Come here dying, up and down. Isn't that beautiful? Sprout, wither down. But as our bodies wither, that new man should be stronger. This body can't do what it did when I first came in here in 1975, 25 years old. Can't do that now. But the inner man can do more.
All right.
Than what he could do when I first came in here. Isn't that beautiful? Knows more.
All right.
That being a greater. It's not my power, it's God's power. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes. For our light affliction, mm-hmm. which is but for a moment.
What are you talking about? This life ain't but a vapor. It's a moment. It just seemed long to us. while you're in it, in the midst of it. But when it gets towards the twilight years, you see, what happened? You didn't realize it was just a moment. It was just a vapor.
Yes.
Thank God.
Beautiful.
Some of us can blink like that.
Yeah, that's
we're closer. But yet we're not, because listen, all types of ages leave here.
All right. Yes.
Those graves got big stones, small stones, all kind of.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's right. Yes, Pastor. Yes.
It's just for a moment. So it's a light affliction. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, and that's the way we're supposed to look at it. As he says, Scripture says, reckon yourselves to be dead, to say it. Reckon yourself that way. Reckon to be a light affliction.
All right.
What?
All right. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and
eternal
weight of glory.
What?
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not
seen.
So
everything we see, don't look at that. And it's easy to get caught up in the things you see. Mm-hmm. What?
Yes. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Now that's what's eternal,
that's
what you don't see.
That's beautiful.
Because that's where we're going, where you can't see it.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
We're going to set our affection on things above. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Go back to Colossians.
Yes.
Colossians 2 and 1. Let's see what 1 is saying, because it's letting you know, set your affection on things above. But now it's also telling you before that, what? 2 and 1.
For I would that ye knew.
3 and 1.
3 and 1,
excuse
yes,
me.
Pastor.
Said,
if ye then be risen with Christ.
If ye then be risen. Now, if you're a Christian, you say that now. Nothing wrong with being called a Christian. But the Christians were named that by those that weren't following God. They were following Christ, trying to condemn him and kill him. And those that followed him, they call Christians. But the followers of Christ didn't call themselves Christians. You can't find it nowhere in the scripture where they addressed each other before or after Jesus' death to the Christians. No, it was to the saints. Because that's a work that God's sanctifying his people. Because that's what's eternal. Sanctification. If ye then be risen with Christ, what?
Seek those things which are above.
So we want to seek those things that are above. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What's above heaven? Clouds, not that natural cloud, but cloud of witnesses.
All right. Yes.
Seek those things they're talking about. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful? Seek those things which are above what?
Mm-hmm. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
So it's telling you plain. Seek the things where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. Let's go there, Deuteronomy.
All right.
And many times when you take them to the scripture, what the scripture is telling you, because the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said.
Yes.
Seek those things above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 33 and 1 says what?
33 and 1 says, and this is the blessing where with Moses, the man of God.
That's the man of God. He's yet the man of God. That's why the Lord said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me. You want to see who I am? Go back to Moses, because Moses came just, God came just like Moses.
Yes.
And this was a blessing wherewith the Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel. What?
Before his death.
What did he say?
And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them.
What?
He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints.
He came with 10,000s of saints. Isn't that beautiful? Because God have always been about sanctifying his people, getting us ready for tomorrow.
Yes, beautiful.
Getting us ready to meet him.
Yes.
Getting ready a people eternally with him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
10,000s of saints, what?
From his right hand went a fiery log.
Well, wait a minute. That's what he said. He sit on the right hand of God. Yes. So we ought to seek that fiery log. That's what Jesus is, on the right hand of God. That's what came out of his right hand. A fiery law. What?
Yes. Yea, he loved
the wait a minute. He came with 10,000 saints from his right hand went what?
From his right hand went a fiery law for them.
For them. Mm-hmm. That's for us.
Yes.
That law was for the people that live for God.
All right.
His people.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew, let's go there.
Yes,
no, let's go to Acts 7 and 5.
Right.
7
okay.
and 51. Acts.
So beautiful.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? We want to seek those things which are above. That's one of them.
Yes.
Seek what's on the right hand. He said, but Jesus on his right hand has fiery law on there too. But these preachers tell the people, oh, you know, the law was done away with. Ignorant. Can't rightly divide. He fulfilled the law of sacrifice. We got to do it too. Presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. We got to do the same thing. He fulfilled it. We got to do the same thing. Because if we don't die, we don't get there either. He had to die to get back to the Father. Because the Father gave him as an offering to us. His only son. In order to get back to the Father, he had to die. He knew that. Once he got saved, he knew, I got, son of man going to be killed. We have to know that too. So if you know you have to die, you don't fight things that bring forth the death. You're trying to stop it for. That's what we have to do. That's the thing we set our affection on. What's the song you made, Deacon? Fight to die. Fight to make your flesh come subject to death. Is that beautiful? Not this natural flesh. It's talking about the fleshly mind. Is that beautiful? Acts 7 and 51. What does it say?
Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost.
Wait a minute. Resist the Holy Spirit. He said, well, the Holy Ghost wasn't given until Jesus died. That ain't what the next verse is going to tell you. Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit, same thing. Well, Holy Ghost only came. Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit, it's the same thing. Stiff neck. When you bring the knowledge of God, when you bring the knowledge about his law, his word, that it's the law, they reject it. What law is done away with. There's no scripture bearing witness to that. That's what these jackleg preachers tell the people, and they don't know any better. But if you really love God and seek God, you're going to see what I'm saying. Read.
Yes. Do always always resist the Holy Ghost.
What?
As your fathers did, so do ye.
So the fathers did it too. In the days of old, they were resisting the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit they resisted in the prophets. And every one of God's anointed ones. Read.
Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the
now,
just
wait a minute.
One.
So they do the same thing today. We're showing the coming of the just one. We're not looking for him to come in the clouds like the people think he's coming. He's coming back again. He's not coming like that. He's already come. And if he's come, he should be in somebody. Maybe if you want to get him, you got to get him from somebody that's bringing you the knowledge to get him. Because it says plainly, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Yes.
We're not looking for no clouds, but how many believe that? Oh, he's coming back. No, he's not. Not in the natural cloud, he's not. He's coming through his cloud of witnesses every time you open the scripture. He's there. And when you hear the one that God sent, he's coming. He's coming now, if you can believe it, through the word. Isn't that beautiful? How many want to believe it? Because they like smooth things. They don't want to talk about dying. Just like when the Lord said, I'm going to Jerusalem, they're going to kill me. Peter, you stop that. Don't talk like that. Wait a minute, Satan. He was addressing a spirit because he had a spirit.
Yes.
And because we say, well, he ain't coming back to the clouds. You're looking natural. He's not coming that way. More importantly, you don't have him because you don't have his word. They only talk about the word. They don't have it because if you have it, it's in 10 precepts.
Right.
Called the Ten Commandments, which is law. Doing that, receiving this anointing again today, same thing.
Right.
Read.
Yes. Of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers.
What?
Who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have kept.
Now they
and have not kept.
Got the law from God's anointed.
Yes.
They didn't keep it. The people have, these preachers, they said, well, Jesus died for sin, which he did. All you have to do is just love. But they don't tell them love is the fulfilling of God's law. So how can you have him? You don't have him because you haven't been born again. So I see Jesus. You can't see Jesus if you ain't been born. You can't even see the kingdom. You can't see anything. That's what the scripture says. Not what I'm saying. That's what the scripture says. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth.
Isn't that something? But he was ready to die. He didn't fight. That's where we have to be. His affection was fixed on God.
Beautiful.
What does it say, the 55th verse?
But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
There it was. He went right back to being who he was. He was standing on, because he was the law. Because out of his right hand, with a fire, he was on the right hand of God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Matthew's.
Oh,
everything Jesus did and said secures what I'm bringing and what the scripture is saying. Jesus was not here to destroy anything but to fulfill, and so are we here. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew's 5 and 17.
5 and 17, yes. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Wait a minute. We say the same thing today. Lying preachers say, well, that law was done away. You know, God knew we couldn't keep the commandments. No. Think not. The Lord said that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. So wait a minute. Well, they knew they couldn't keep it. No, that's not true. As the scripture says, with many of them, God was not well pleased, but many were saved.
Yes.
Over the course of the time from Egypt to get to the Canaan land, many were saved.
Yes.
And many were destroyed.
Yes.
God was not pleased with many. He didn't say all of them. That's what these lying preachers made up, because they don't know God. And some didn't make the lie, but they just passed on the lie. And others don't have no knowledge. They just believe it.
Right.
Read.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Isn't that beautiful? So we got to walk as he walked. That's what Paul is talking about. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Now, if that applies to us, that means we have to die just like he did.
Yes.
We have to fulfill that law just like he did.
Yes.
You cannot have no other gods before me, not make any graven image, not take his name in vain unless you die.
Yes.
Out of this life. In mind, in spirit.
Spirit.
That means you get rid of the gods. You haven't died naturally, but you're getting rid of them.
Yes.
That means you're keeping God's word. You're remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because we live holy.
Yes.
We strive for perfection. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Like the Father said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. That's what we strive for. That's what we set our affection on. Perfection. Doing things the right way.
Yes.
The way God would have us do things. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
So wait a minute, what are you talking about? So the preacher's telling him, now he fulfilled it, it's done away with now. No.
Yes.
All got to fulfill this, everybody.
Yes.
And if you go, you're going to fulfill it one way or the other.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Yes. Whosoever therefore.
This is what it said, not one jot or tittle. That means, how you going to take out a whole day even? How you take a whole day? I said, we got a new day now. And it's telling you, it's not, no. One jot or tittle will be in no wise.
Yes.
Read.
Whosoever therefore shall break.
Now wait a minute, whosoever. Mm-hmm. Now if he was talking about him fulfilling the law, why do you have to worry about who's breaking it now?
Right.
It was fulfilled, so he should be, if it's, we don't have to do it. I said, I fulfilled it. I've taken the burden off of you, it's all on me. He didn't say that, but he's continuing on talking about the law.
Yes.
Whosoever, what?
Therefore shall break one of these least commandments,
what?
And shall teach men so.
Is that what the preachers do?
Yes.
So you're going to keep them commandments?
Right.
That's what the Lord's talking about, these lying preachers.
Yes.
You ain't going to keep that. God, no, we couldn't do it. That ain't what he's saying here. Why don't you believe what God is saying? That's what we're setting our affection on. The words and the things God is talking about, not what the people are talking about, what God is talking about. How plain is that? Read that again. Whosoever.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
The least commandment. In other words, coveting, stealing, committing adultery, killing, not honoring the Father. Because when you don't honor his Sabbath or any one of those, you're yet not honoring the Father or those that carry it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
We're not forgetting the Sabbath, but our rest day is on Sunday. You're breaking that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whosoever,
yes,
therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so what?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Now wait a minute. The church world is not God's kingdom necessarily. It is called by his name.
Right.
It's talking about those that's in God. That's the least. Why are they the least? Because they're the one teaching the people this mess.
Yes.
They're the least. Not in the kingdom, they'll be called, they're going to be called that by those in the kingdom, but they're not in the kingdom.
Yes, right.
How plain is that?
Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John.
All right. Yes,
Pastor. No, let's go to Isaiah 9 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
9 and 15, just before they sign off here. Just stay with us.
So
you get more knowledge.
All right.
9 and 15, Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does it say?
The ancient and the honorable. He is the head.
That's God's law. That's the ancient. Mm-hmm. What?
He is the head. And the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail.
That's the tail. That's the least one that God is.
And you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.